expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Sovereign Minds.
Wow.
Oh, boom, shakalaka.
I can't hear anything. Boom. Oh, maybe. That's better.
Well, that's it.
Oh, well, I mean,
when you get to a certain age, you know, it's...
You know, I can fix that for you,
Why do we keep turning the display lights on us? I'm not sure why that has to be.
I don't know.
Because I hate it.
Well, we got to cover up one camera.
I don't care about being on camera. I just feel like it's shining in my eyes.
I don't know what's going on.
All right.
I don't know. So anyway.
All right.
Very hard to hear.
Today is Sunday, March 26th, 2023. We're here in the studio, and we're brought to you by Julie Foster, Allstate Insurance Agent. She's down there in Red Bluff at 810 Main Street, and her phone number is 530-527-5534. She's the best, and she will take care of all your needs. But before we get to that, I'm here in the studio with my sister Linda, who does all the heavy lifting.
Good morning.
Good morning. And Cyber Dave has joined us today.
Good morning.
He's back from out being on assignment. I guess that's what you always say anyway.
Right?
Also, we're brought to you by Luke Pearson Construction, Custom Homes and Excavating, and he's licensed and bonded, or they are, or however many people are there, and 530-605-9575. Also, we have a new sponsor.
We do. We have Crackmasters.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can trust your windshield and is in good hands with Jeff Wurst down there. I just had to go down there again.
I did, too.
I've been down there like 4 times with my windshield. But anyway, he's got over 30 years of experience in windshield repair. He established Crackmasters as a go-to destination for drivers in Reading and beyond. As the only business within 500 miles that can fix long cracks and chips larger than a quarter.
Wow.
Did you know that?
Thanks a lot, Jeff. We appreciate your
Crackmasters is committed to providing top-notch service that you can rely on. You can visit him at 3208 East Market Street or call him at 530-241-8373 and let him know that you need your windshield repair. And if it doesn't need to be repaired, he'll let you know. He doesn't just do stuff to your windshield you don't need, you know.
Right.
Like I say, I've been down there again, and he'll say, no, that one's okay, but that one you need to get fixed. So, again, give him a visit down there on Market Street.
Very good. And, moving right along, we got a big show today, as usual. There's a ton of stuff to cover. It never stops. The fun never stops is what I always say. I got a couple of things that I want to talk about here to start with. This is a little-known loophole in the law, and I want to talk about Trump has exploited this little-known loophole in the law. It's where if you don't commit a crime, they can't indict you.
Oh, doggone it, man. He keeps slipping through all these doggone loopholes.
I know. Who knew? You know, unlike the other guy who commits crimes constantly, but nobody ever charges him. See, that's the difference.
The witch hunts.
It's like you actually have to do something in order to be prosecuted for it. You know? And I had, Meathead. Remember
Rob
Meathead
Reiner.
And Rob Reiner? I had so much fun with him because here's his response. Over the weekend, Trump is again threatening violence. Threatening. So words are violent now. You do understand, but burning down buildings and
exactly. How is he doing that? I want to know how he's doing.
Well,
that.
Words. If words are violence, then what's violent? You know, what's violence? So if in other words, if you say something I don't like, you're violent now. See, it's just a game. And so he says Trump is again threatening violence, which he never did before because he never started threatening violence. There was no first, so it can't be again. And then this sociopath, and I'm not talking about Rob Reiner, I'm talking about, he's talking about Trump, even though Rob Reiner, he's saying that Trump's a sociopath is the greatest stain on presidency in American history. Really? Okay, so I replied to Rob, and I said, Rob, get some help. First read, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Shock therapy might do the trick, but I think a frontal lobotomy might be your only recourse. Because how stupid is that? I mean, so I've got a couple of things I want to play here, and we'll start with this. Because I think it's appropriate.
Yeah, but before we go on, stop and think about everything that's happened on the other side that they actually did do that they haven't been prosecuted
for. Are we queued up for music? Cool. So this is the latest song parody coming out. This is Steven Crowder. Does a remarkable job. This is a parody of Radiohead. It's called Creep. And let's hear what he has to say. Let me turn it up.
Can't hear it. There we go.
This is a Joe Biden parody.
When you were here before, could have guessed that you were fine. You smell like a bagel. Adult girls make me cry. You float my own tugboat in my bountiful depends. I wish I was special. You're so f***ing special. I can't help when I pee. I want a perfect toddler.
Wow, that escalated quickly.
I want a perfect tween. I hope they don't notice when I'm sniffing around. It's so f***ing special. These kids smell so special, but I'm a creep, I'm a pedo. How the hell did I get here?
Okay, I gotta stop it because I'm creeping out.
Right?
After
that went dark, it was like,
truthful.
And I guess none of the media ever picked up on this sniffing of the kids and this whole pedo thing.
Oh, yeah, they did, but they like it.
Nothing to see here, but Trump's the worst president in the history of the country. Yeah, that's why, wait a minute, he didn't leave all of our equipment in Afghanistan, like $80 billion, and he hasn't left our border open, and, we're off the charts in a banking collapse that's starting to happen. I can't even think of everything. Joe has been absolutely the worst president in the history of the freaking country.
Tell me something good he's done. I mean, just one thing that was good.
Yeah. But
Trump's
the worst ever. Really?
Yeah, and they forget about Bill Clinton and all of his stuff and Hillary Clinton and all of her stuff. They forget all that.
You
know?
I thought I, I think I lost.
Wow, I got a lot of static cool. on my head.
I thought I lost everything, but it's back.
Oh.
All right, so.
But again, yeah, tell me something good he's done.
Yeah, so all the lies about Trump, and, oh, I just happen to have a clip here for that, too. Okay, this is from PragerU.
Oh, yeah, all right, pretty
so
good.
Let's play this little PragerU. Like I said, we have a fast-moving show here, so I want to get a bunch of this stuff in. Here we go, this is PragerU.
How many times does someone have to lie to you before you call them a liar? 1, 5, 20? It seems like many Americans are okay being lied to over and over and over again. Here's just one example. Michael Brown was a young black teenager, a gentle giant, who on August 9th, 2014, during a routine police stop in Ferguson, Missouri, raised his hands and pleaded for his life as he looked down the barrel of racist white police officer Darren Wilson's gun. Brown famously held his hands up and yelled, "Don't shoot," before he turned and ran. Wilson shot him 6 times in the back, killing him dead. If you bought that, you bought a lie. Here are the facts. Michael Brown was 6'4". He weighed 292 pounds, 80 pounds heavier than Officer Wilson. He was a giant, but there was nothing gentle about him. Brown and his friend had just robbed a convenience store. Wilson, in his police car, spotted them walking in the middle of the street. The two men matched the description of the thieves. Wilson drove up and told them to move to the sidewalk. Brown refused, blocked Wilson from opening his car door, punched the officer through the open window, and reached for Wilson's gun. Wilson fired in self-defense, striking Brown's hand. Brown ran. Wilson got out of the car and pursued him. Brown then suddenly turned and charged Wilson. Wilson repeatedly told him to stop, but Brown kept coming. Wilson shot Brown until Brown collapsed. A local grand jury and federal investigators from the Obama Justice Department concluded that Officer Wilson was justified in his use of deadly force. There is no evidence that Brown ever held his hands up and yelled, "Don't shoot." The whole story was manufactured by the media. It wasn't the first time. It wouldn't be the last. Not by a long shot. The biggest whopper of them all was the Russia hoax. The entirely made-up story that Donald Trump, the candidate, and then Donald Trump, the president of the United States, was a Russian agent. This dark fantasy preoccupied the legacy media for 3 years. It involved dozens of interlocking lies, almost all of which were planted by Trump's Democratic opponent. Given the sad state of our corporate media, it is perfectly fitting that the New York Times and the Washington Post won Pulitzer Prizes, the highest award in journalism, for dutifully reporting each lie as if it were the gospel truth. Then there was the Charlottesville lie, that the president described neo-Nazis as very fine people at a press conference following a riot in Charlottesville, Virginia, in August of 2017. He never said any such thing. There's a transcript of the press conference to prove it. The real quote was, "I'm not talking about the neo-Nazis and the white nationalists. They should be condemned totally." No matter. The media had manufactured the story, and they were sticking to it. Additional common sense evidence to the contrary, like the president has Jewish grandchildren, was simply ignored. Or how about the laptop from hell? The computer that Hunter Biden left at a computer repair shop and never picked up. That story was broken by the New York Post in October 2020. In addition to files depicting Hunter's personal predilections, emails and text messages on the laptop suggested that his father, presidential candidate Joe Biden, was involved in corrupt business dealings with the Russians, the Ukrainians, and the Chinese. Twitter immediately banned the New York Post story from being shared on its platform. Did the legacy media jump all over this egregious violation of the freedom of the press? No. They jumped all over the fiction that it was another Russian disinformation campaign. For the record, I don't care whether you think Trump is great or horrible. The issue is not Trump. The issue is truth. How do you determine who's telling it? One obvious way, as I've already suggested, is if someone or some news source lies over and over again, you may not want to trust them. Who told you that Supreme Court Justice nominee Brett Kavanaugh was a sexual abuser and a gang rapist? Or that a Catholic high school kid cruelly mocked a Native American war veteran on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial? Or that mounted border agents used whips to control migrants at the Texas border? The legacy media, the corporate media, the establishment media, whatever you want to call them. They've lied to your face, and they'll keep lying. You can keep believing their lies, or you can show a little curiosity and take some responsibility. Read past the headlines. Consume information from across the political spectrum. Determine for yourself who deserves your trust and who doesn't. In the process, you'll be surprised how much you will learn. This is how you become an informed citizen. Now that's a novel idea. I'm Tim Poole, host of TimCast for Prager University.
Yeah, so we should just trust our local politicians, our local voter register that says
we're
that
supposed
we're
to trust all of them. You know, they would
them.
Never lie.
They would never lie, even though they
we catch them in lies
all the time. And the Democrats don't lie either, and the Republicans don't lie either. So we're just supposed to believe everybody.
We're not supposed to question anything.
No.
We're not supposed to think about anything. Just go along with the program, and it'll all be good.
That's the problem. And so, you know, and the media doesn't report anything. I mean, I got a couple of funny reports here.
Before we move on to the funnies, I'm excited moving forwards to this. So, for instance,
for liars?
No, I'm excited because of what's actually coming out. So, for instance, this week now, Rumble for the first time now is allowing people to start live streaming without payment.
Right.
And it's massive. We're already seeing all kinds of people that are hopping over there. And as a free speech platform, they're able to start getting a lot of these narratives out here. And we're starting to actually see the crumbling of all of this across the board. So we're looking at ABC, NBC, all the major news networks. You have less than 20 million Americans that tune into these guys on any given
day. On CNN, it was on CNN nationwide, it was 300,000 people. I mean, that's insane. 300,000 people out of what, 300 million? Nobody's watching these idiots.
Well, it's coming out more and more, like you say, Dave, that lies. We're finding out the lies have been going on for
a long time.
A long time.
But trust us. Everything's fine.
Look at this, too. So Tim Poole, the guy that you just played, he's somebody that I've been following now for 2 years, and he has it absolutely correct. You have to start building culture. And where these people on the left are losing their gosh darn minds, we're starting to take it back.
Right.
You've got Steve Dace that's releasing a movie here in less than 2.5 weeks away called Nefarious, which is going to be awesome. I'm looking forward to it. And then you also have Tim Poole, who's creating all of these new songs. They're charting on the billboards.
Right.
You've got Tom McDonald, who's constantly at number one, regardless of what song he puts out and what genre. They're losing, and they're losing big. And we're seeing now trends on TikTok and all these kids that are saying, we're done with the woke garbage. We're over it.
I think it's happening more and more, but they definitely aren't going to report it or anything like that.
No.
It's hard to tell how many people are actually going, hey, you know what? This ain't right. We've been lied to.
Well,
this isn't what we thought.
Here's a report. Okay, this is a report. Transgender woman left in tears after TSA agent hits her testicles at JFK airport. I
saw that.
So if you're a transgender and you can be anything you want, how come it still hurts when you get hit? But cry me a river. I don't care anymore. Here's another one, and we're just going to hit these ones because they're funny. Okay. Mystery pooper. This comes from Steven Crowder, by the way. Mystery pooper drops a deuce right by Hillary Clinton as she attempts to enjoying a Broadway play. I thought this was parody. And I followed the story. And it's not.
Oh, wow.
So evidently somebody pooped in the aisle near Hillary and Chelsea at a Broadway show. They were watching a production of Some Like It Hot.
Wow.
In this case, we call it Moist and Warm.
That's disgusting.
Hey, this is New York.
I was going to say, it's got to be San Francisco or New York.
You know, and maybe they just hadn't had the updated version of the new map yet.
Hammers and turds and oh my.
But number one, who does that in a theater? Number two.
I mean, this is New York.
And it is
on Broadway.
I just got
what you were doing there.
It is Broadway.
Yeah.
It's
there's
Broadway.
No business like show business.
Yeah.
It's like, what? I mean, this, I guess, actually happened at the Schubert Theater. And either somebody has a problem with their digestive tract, or they don't like Hillary very
I was going to say, are they sending her a message?
Yeah, send in the clowns. I mean, and what was that, before or after you're seated? You're seated, you know.
Let's be honest, too. That's got to take a level of skill, too. I don't know if you ever had to rip one in the theater, but, like, there's you're looking around. You're waiting for a loud moment. Is the fat lady going to sing?
Yeah,
and you're
but
just letting it go?
That's a little bit different than actually, you know.
Hey, Chels, do you hear thunder?
Disgusting.
Smells like Teen Spirit. Whoa, never mind. Let's move on because
was Joe Biden present?
Well, you know, that depends.
Exactly.
Just saying.
Yeah.
That would actually explain a lot right there.
That Joe was present? Or depends?
It depends as well. He probably was wearing them.
Wow. All right, we got to get out of here. All right, so moving right along, I mean, there's so many, you know, stories to cover. But while we're on Biden, let's talk about him vetoing the, and this will kind of get into our financial stuff. Biden issues veto to protect woke leftist ESG investing rule. Now, if you're not familiar with the ESG investing rules, that's
environmental social governance score.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. And when making an investment, you're supposed to consider that in the portfolio that you're, you know, managing. That would be BlackRock and some of these. It's like when we looked at the, portfolio down here at the CalPERS, you know, they say it. Well, we're investing based on our climate change and green environment. Well, you know, if I'm going to retire from the government and they're in managing my portfolio, the last thing I care about is whether we're investing in green stuff or in, you know, climate change issues. I want something that's going to give me a rate of return on my investment so that I have something to retire on. I don't want to invest in Solyndra.
Well, and I think the biggest problem is the things that they claim are not green in any way, shape, or form. If you ended up taking all the cobalt and the child labor and all the rest of it that's being utilized for all of these quote-unquote green vehicles, and you look at how dirty they are and how long they last and how there really isn't any way to recycle them, and, oh, it's not actually sustainable because we can't even charge the damn things
well,
in the summertime.
Okay, so we're going to have a quiz here, and this is going to be better or worse. Okay, so here's President Biden on Twitter. I just vetoed my first bill. This bill would risk your retirement savings by making it illegal to consider factors MAGA House Republicans don't like. Your plan manager should be able to protect your hard-earned savings, whether Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene likes it or not. The veto came as no surprise and comes on the hill of a previous rule issued by the Biden administration that allows the ESG factors when making investment decisions on behalf of clients. Replacing a Trump-era rule that discouraged the ESG factors, even in cases where it is in the financial interest of plans to take such considerations into account. So, do you feel better that they're investing your retirement hard-earned savings into plans that take into consideration environmental, social governance factors? Or would you feel better if your plan was investing in stuff that actually was considering a rate of return on your money and solid investments for the future so that you'd have something that would still be there when you got there?
Well, based upon what I was hearing, those banks, you know, that just failed not so long ago, I think like with less
than
a month.
Like yesterday?
Oh, yeah, those ones.
Yeah, those ones.
They just so happen to have a ranking for the ESG scores. So they're absolutely amazing at sucking horribly.
Yeah.
But what's the problem?
It's like
I'm just asking, you know, what's the problem that they failed? I mean, they didn't know what was coming. They
had no steps. You'll own nothing and you'll like it.
On a 1 to 10 factor, Silicon Valley Bank, on the suck factor from 1 to 10, where do you think the suck factor is on SVB?
Currently, I think they're over there behind the Applebee's. Yeah. On their knees.
So it's you know, safer, not safer. Okay, and then let's get that kind of leads us into our next story here. Fed balance sheet skyrockets to $400 billion in just 2 weeks, soon to be in the trillions. Now, if you don't understand what that means in terms of financial lingo, so that we get the concepts correct on what's happening here. The balance sheet of the Federal Reserve is skyrocketing because they are bailing out the banking system at this point. They bailed out Signature, Silicon Valley.
Yeah, there's like four
Republic,
or five of them.
And
it goes on.
Soon to be trillions is kind of a precursor to this is not over yet. And so, you know, the Federal Reserve is a basically hardcore pumping a zombie system with cash so that it can keep these banks from going under.
Paper.
Well, paper, because what they did was under the Dodd-Frank, they started buying treasuries at a certain percentage rate. Well, the interest rate on treasuries for the last 5, 10 years or whatever has been little or none. You get 1%, 2%, whatever it is. Well, then all of a sudden when interest rates start to rise, you're getting 5% on your treasuries or 4%. And the treasuries that you're holding, if you have to hold them to term to get your 1%, okay, that's all you got in deposit, you know, in your balance sheet. That's all you have if you have treasuries and that's it. So what happens is.
Oh, I guess we're coming
up to
the
break. We'll come back with this. Yeah.
All right. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Child the gift of two languages. Tree of Life International Charter School, where love is our first language, now accepting applications for TK through 8th grade for the Spanish Immersion Program. La Maravillosa Escuela Pública Bilingüe in Anderson ahora está aceptando solicitudes para TK a octavo grado. TK está abierto para estudiantes que cumplen 4 años antes de abril 2. Estudiantes que hablan inglés o español adquieren fluidez superior en ambos idiomas y en un tercer idioma. Y todos gratis. Llame hoy para programar una visita a la escuela y inscribir a su hijo. La lotería de inscripción se llevará a cabo el 29 de marzo. Apúrense. 530-378-7040. Call now to schedule a tour and enroll your child. ¡Arriba! 530-378-7040.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
And you know it. Yeah, you find this jellyfish leftist out there with mayonnaise for blood.
Okay.
Yeah. Just saying.
Did you see that meteorologist report that she was live on air and she just ended up eyes rolling back in her head? And
there's
then
been a few of those that keel over dead.
This was recent, like this week, and she wasn't
yeah,
dead.
Did
but
it. Yeah, I did. And let's talk about that when we get to the airline pilots.
Oh, God. I just ended up having to fly this last week, too. So.
Well, we'll go there.
Oh, boy.
Okay, so I want to finish this balance sheet so you understand it. So when these banks all were instructed to basically buy treasuries to keep the investment safe at a lower interest rate, when the interest rates start going up, now they and their depositors say, I want some of my money. If too many depositors come in, then and oh, by the way, under
yeah,
this last
money.
Well, what happened is we used to have a fractional reserve banking system. Fractional reserve banking means that for every dollar or $10 you take in,
right.
You can keep one and lend out nine. Well, under the COVID stuff and the Emergency Act, they said that you don't have to have any reserves at all. So we are now at a zero Federal Reserve banking system. So there's no reserves at all. So when enough people come in and say, I want my money, or even one big guy,
there is none.
There is no money because they've lent it all out and they have their assets in these treasuries for the long-term investment. So they can't sell their treasuries at that point because nobody, who wants to buy treasuries when you can get the same treasury bill for 4% instead of for 1% because they got to wait for term. So what happens is that in order to get any money to bring it up, they're way behind on their balance sheet. They try to sell these treasuries at a lower interest rate. Not only does nobody want to buy it, but they got to keep discounting the rates on these things, and they're losing money right and left. So pretty soon, these treasuries they can't cover the deposits. That's why they had to step in. So that is a problem. And now when we talk about the federal balance sheet skyrocketing at $400 billion, they're filling that gap in for the depositors if they like you. Because we had Janet Yellen back on TV last week saying that, well, the Oklahoma senator said, well, wasn't all my banks in Oklahoma going to be made whole? And her basic answer, if go back and look at it, was, oh, if we like you or we think that you're not globally systemically important, we're not going to bail you out.
And if you follow the ESG, mm-hmm. then we might bail you out.
Well, if you follow the ESG and you donate a ton of money to Clinton, or not Clinton, but Biden's campaign and any of the Democrats, and you're a part of the World Health, Economic Forum.
World Economic
Forum.
Oh,
and by the way, China was holding several million or billions of dollars in that bank as well. And so we are bailing out China. with that money to the Silicon Valley Bank.
Well, and it was a couple of weeks back that you ended up actually having that guy that was on that was in that video, and he was discussing how we,
FDIC.
The people, are getting screwed for all of the things that are there that are bad. That's what we're bailing out. And then the rest of these big banks are buying up all of the good assets for pennies on the dollar, just like what we saw in 2008.
Well, they're going to consolidate everything into the big banks, and then I think they're going to fail one of the big banks, and that's going to scare the crap out of everybody, and then there's going to be a panic ensuing, and then we can talk about that, because now we've got the Federal Reserve set to launch FedNow payment system in July, which is basically cryptocurrency for the New World Order. And so last week, an unidentified speaker at the Trilateral Commission stated at the meeting, this year in 2023 is year one of the new global order. Now let that sink in a little bit. That the inflation will last for decades. Oh, wait a minute, it's not transitory? Days later, the Federal Reserve announced a July launch for their new FedNow service. The FedNow is an instant payment processing system that seeks to be the base of all digital transactions. Centralized payment system that monitors and records payments that have been shown to be gateway to the central bank digital currency, digital dollar. And the Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell claimed that the central bank was not close to releasing the U.S. CBDC and said it would take years, but it looks like the central bank digital currency would be legal tender. Powell is aware of criticism that the CBDC is neither wanted nor needed. Well, why are we rolling it out anyway? Unless we can now monitor every transaction that you ever have, program it so that you can...
we're going to take your money and we're going to replace it with CBDs. And if you don't like ESG scores, we're going to give you what we think you should have.
You made a mistake. It's not your money anymore. It's their money. And it never was our money as long as we had a Federal Reserve system. It's their money.
Very much give unto Caesar what is Caesar's, really, it comes down to.
You know, so let's talk about the bank bailout.
BlackRock and Vanguard. let's be honest about it. Who controls what here is Vanguard and BlackRock.
Well, let's go back to what we were talking about with the prior story of the Fed's balance sheet. All we heard was, well, the taxpayers aren't going to bail this out. It's going to be the insurance from the FDIC that all the banks paid in. Well, wait a minute. There's like less than a half of 1% reserves there from the FDIC. So if there's like a few banks that go under, boom, the first guys at the window get paid. Everybody else, they just make it up out of thin air. Well, who do you think they're going to charge on that money that's owed out of thin air? Do you think that's, they're just creating it. There's no interest. Everything's fine. They'll just create their balance sheet. But let's say that's true.
Yes, they just create it. That's exactly what they do.
Let's say that they're not charging us interest on the money. Let's just pretend that they're not charging us interest on the money. Okay, do you think $400 billion or soon to be trillions is going to be inflationary?
Oh, you mean to put that much more in the system? No problem.
I mean, come on now. We only have like $34 trillion right now. It's no big deal.
Yeah, what's a few more trillion?
Back in 2000, wasn't it $2 trillion?
That's
not counting big deal.
That's not counting the unfunded liabilities and the rest of the world. There's really... You know, no problem here.
It's no problem for them. It may be a problem for us, but it's not a problem for them to do it.
No.
Not at all. Not even a little bit.
I like my eggs at $50 a carton.
Let's talk for a minute exactly about what they're saying they're going to do. So the World Economic Forum gets together and they talk about how they're going to utilize these CDBCs in order to sustain people and make it to where they have universal payment income systems to where they can give you dole out little by little the money that you're allowed to have, and then based on what you purchase with those goods will determine on how much in the future you're going to get, and then also
for what
are you buying alcohol? All right, well, if you bought alcohol, you're kind of a little
bit
problematic.
That trip you were planning to Hawaii this year, it's off the table because we don't think you should travel out of your immediate area.
You know what, your green footprint and your carbon footprint is just too large. We've determined that you can only have a salad today meat.
Unless you change your name to Al Gore.
Oh, well, I mean, that's just an inconvenient truth.
Or Klaus Schwab.
No, you guys don't get it. You're going to be happy, right? Because you don't get that. You don't get to travel. It's in the best interest of
I
you.
Think living
You're
in...
You're going to be happy about that.
So it's these Davos meetings to where these guys can all fly in their giant jets, park them all over the place, all walk in and pretend that they give a crap about the environment, and at the same time tell you that your Prius is too much of a gas guzzler.
I think
we need
living
to completely swap it over.
I think living in a van down by the river is going to be okay.
I think you're wrong. I think that will be too much. They won't know.
That's
no,
when
no,
I'm gonna.
No.
I'm gonna start my motivational speaking
no,
career
no,
at
no,
that
no.
point.
That's gonna be your.
You
not
know, and
work.
That brings up another subject. Not the van thing, but you know.
Yeah, that brings up another subject. All right.
Are we back to the pooping of Hillary?
No, we're past that. I do have a Biden clip here, though. Here, let's play this little Biden clip here. Let me find it real quick. Here, I got it right here. Hold on. Where are you? There. Oh, here we go. This is Biden at a town hall meeting, or if you call it a town hall, I think it's more. I'm sorry. It was the Canadian Parliament. Why?
Okay, so
he's,
a town hall.
He's speaking to the Canadian Parliament. Okay, are we ready to go in there? Okay, here we go. Here's Joe speaking to the Canadian Parliament in Canada, by the way.
So today, I applaud China for stepping up. Excuse me, I applaud Canada. You can tell what I'm thinking. So today,
wait.
I applaud China for stepping
up. What? So he's in Canada applauding China for stepping up. And wow. Then he forgot that he's in Canada because he likes China a lot, I guess. And but
well,
I guess
China,
you know,
Joe.
Well, when they're paying you millions and millions of dollars off the books that's going through the Biden crime family.
When you're a foreign agent, it works great.
Trump was the worst president in the history of the world. I'm sorry. I should have just told the line on that one.
Come on, man.
Yeah, when you're a foreign agent, everything's good. Doesn't matter. They all start with C, right?
It's all Trump's fault.
Yeah. Well,
it's amazing the documents that are coming out, too. Did you see that information about Fauci that came out on the origins of the virus recently this last week?
Does anybody believe anything that comes out of Fauci's mouth? But no, I must have missed that one because the news cycle is completely out of control because we're starting to get the truth from all these people. And unless you're watching our local news media meatheads, Mike Mangas and company, who report everything that they're told to report because they're talking heads for the legacy media. No, I do. I must have missed that one. So did they.
So I'll have to see if I can find it here. But what was interesting is there was a number of times to where Fauci had gone through and eliminated certain people from being able to hear or be privy to access about the origin stories of COVID early on. We're talking 2020. And so I'll see if I can find it before we end up going into this.
Well, have you seen the one with Fauci that shows all his different lies, how he changes his story constantly?
He doesn't lie, does he?
All from the beginning. No, he just changes his narrative.
Rats always like cheese.
Well, not always.
Well,
if they can't find it when somebody moves it, and then what do they
do? I knew that's where you're going. Never mind. Shut up. Okay, so I want to bring this up. This is in from Rich, and I've kind of been looking at this as well. And this is called goldback.com. You might want to check this out because everybody's going, there's not enough gold in the world to support a financial system. It's just funny how everybody starts running back to gold because the dollars become worthless and because everybody's trying to save their savings from being devalued into nothing. But, you know, it's worthless.
Well, and the thing on that, too, people I just think don't understand when it comes to our dollar being a fiat currency and how we've kept it in the world. So a lot of this crap that went on in Afghanistan, anytime there's oil involved, we have to be involved because we're over there pumping our dollar into their economy to make sure they utilize it.
And they like inflation just as much as we do.
Not so much anymore.
Well, and therein lies the problem. The only way our U.S. dollar has been able to work at all is by doing exactly that. We go over there, we start pumping in the money, we make OPEC use all of our money for all of their transactions. We're de facto back in oil.
But they're telling us no more.
They're starting to
say, they're going,
you know, we don't like the way you guys have been. Yeah, you've been bullying us with this dollar thing.
Meanwhile, we'll buy up the gold.
So we're with these policies in this administration that we're shoving Russia and China together. We're shoving Iran, Russia, and China together. All the BRICS,
India,
all of them are starting to come together.
We got Iran and Iraq together.
Saudi Arabia is next. What could go wrong?
South Africa.
Well, and so therein lies the problem. When this actually happens, and it looks like it's progressing forwards, the dollar went from de facto worthless to actually worthless. And that's really what it comes down to.
How about it? Just worthless
and
across the board.
All you guys that are saving in dollars and you have your money in the bank...
Oh,
you.
But I have it in Wells Fargo, so it's okay.
Yeah, I feel better now.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah. All of these big banks are working with the ESG scores. You yes. already personally have an ESG score, whether you know it or not, if you bank with a big banking institution. We're talking U.S. Bank, Wells Fargo, Citi,
oh, yeah.
any of the rest of these guys. You have your own ESG
score. See, here's
score
what I think.
Already tracking
here's
you.
What I think the plan is, and I could be wrong. I don't know everything. I think that what they're going to do is sink a bunch of these smaller banks because the
that's
people
exactly
that are in the smaller banks are going to run into the big banks for protection. Because they think that they can't lose their money there
because
they will.
I'm insured.
Well, they'll be bailed out by the government because the government's backing all the globally systemic problem big too bank too big to fail banks. And but what happens when they start to fail? What happens if they start to go? And they just let one go. Is everybody going to feel safe in those banks now? And so at that point, hey, I got an idea. Let's just try this new digital currency that we completely
exactly.
control.
Exactly.
Hmm.
So, yeah, then we can put it in place with everybody, and we can tell you exactly how much you can have and when you can have it and what you can do with
so
it.
So this is in Wyoming. Wyoming is evidently starting to sell what is called Wyoming gold backs. And these are – see, the thing about gold that's really neat is you can, like, flatten it down to the, you know, thinner than paper and – create actual gold dollars.
Yeah, there's a few states
that looks just like paper, only it's real gold, and they're selling those. And it's interesting. Would you rather have a piece of paper that has zero value, oh, 5 cents with the ink and stuff, or a piece of gold that looks like paper that's actually real gold, and it then can be spent just like real dollars.
All I can say is make sure if you're going to be doing that, make sure you know who you're buying it from because mm-hmm. there's a lot of...
charlatans.
Yeah, there's a lot of hanky-panky going on out there with gold bars and
well,
stuff
you can,
like that.
Well, you can get it all tested, but okay, so let me ask you this. Would you rather have the gold, safer or less safer, or pieces of paper with no backing? Let's see. Gold...
I would rather have it, but my problem with it is in a crap hit the fan situation, where are you going to be able to really exchange that a lot of places?
Anywhere that anybody who wants to have a value will have a good service exchange?
Yeah, but with how many fakes there are out there, and you can get them off Wish.com, and I can have like the PAMP ones for like
$10.
Well,
there's a way to test for it.
It's easy. Yeah. They got little machines that go gold, 100%, gold not. They can tell you exactly how much the percentage of any of it is. There's a ton of ways to test it. It's not even a big deal. Or I can have paper dollars that have been manipulating by a Federal Reserve Bank that keeps
toilet paper. They're toilet paper. You can use them for toilet paper.
Cash is trash. Yeah, that's what they're doing.
yeah.
You know. So,
it's all good.
So let me see. Why did the founding fathers say gold and silver were only the only real legal tender? Because they can't be counterfeited, number one. Number two, they're finite. They're fungible. They're divisible. They can be extracted out of the banking system. And here's a big one. There's no counterparty risk. Once you have a piece of gold, you don't have to call up anybody else and ask them for your money.
What do you mean? It's decentralized?
Yeah, that was it.
Oh.
Yeah. Just saying. I mean, I wouldn't own any of that crap. I would rather have dollars that could be printed at will by a banking industry that's completely out of control and trying to take over the world with a devalued dollar that they have endless printing of.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. And, you know, I'll have, I can make a fire and I'll be happy with the paper.
Well, and so that's the thing. It was 2 years in Venezuela, 2 years, that before their money was worth less than toilet paper, they were a booming, bustling economy. They were right up there with everybody else at the top of the world.
Until the government got out of control printing money and devaluing the currency exponentially so that a loaf of bread now costs 50 pesos instead of 5 cents, pesos.
And Vice ended up doing a really good documentary on it showing how just to get the bare necessities to make bread now over there, It'll take you 9 hours going store to store to see if you can find the items that you need to make bread.
Yeah, this whole communist thing where, you know, they seem to keep leaving out the part that the incentive of producing, because it's all being siphoned off by third-party governments and officials and you know, government entities and all of these things, all being siphoned off your productivity, it really produces more productivity because everybody likes getting all their work stolen from them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess we have a caller.
We've got Mary on the line. Good morning, Mary.
Oh, hi, Ding. How are you?
Good.
The silver dollars that China is sending over here, they're all, you know, people are trying to sell them and stuff. Walking Liberty. If it can be picked up with a magnet, it's not real. So I gave 5 of those to my brother-in-law who has Alzheimer's, and he was in a facility. And as soon as he died, they were gone. That drawer was emptied. Somebody thought they had a find. And they're bogus. They're made out of pop metal.
Well, here's a real simple test, Mary. All you got to do is take 2 coins, put one on the tip of your finger, and ding it like a bell. And guess what? If you ever hear the saying, it has the ring of truth, the sound, that sounds like it has the ring of truth. That's where it comes from because the silver has a distinctive sound.
I didn't know that. I use the magnet.
No. If it clicks with a dull thudding sound, it absolutely is not real.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Isn't that interesting? I'll think of that because, carrying a magnet around is bogus. The dollar, the gold dollar, which is 0.0001, my brother is buying up a bunch of those. He's paying $8 a piece for them online. But the gold value in the gold dollar is 0.0001. That's, to me, is nothing.
I would be real cautious. I would be real cautious about just buying online unless it's a reputable company that has a track record, you know, is insured and that type of thing.
Exactly.
He doesn't do that.
Yeah, I wouldn't just buy anything.
He does cheapest, better. Yeah, he's got a lot of Chinese stuff, so he doesn't know any better, and that's the life he lives.
Well,
thank you.
All right. Thanks for the call, Mary.
Yeah, thanks, Mary.
So there you have it. So,
but again, that goes to anything that you're buying. You have to be careful where you're buying.
Buyer beware. You need to know what you're doing. But I'll tell you what.
Silver, gold, you know.
It's a guarantee that if you leave your money in the bank and it collapses at some point, that you'll lose everything.
Well, so the thing that I would say on it is this is my personal feeling on it. Before I would invest a bunch of money in any type of anything like that, I would definitely end up buying the stuff I need to actually test it and be able to show other people that what I've got is legitimate.
Well, here's
that's the only
thing
I can think.
Here's another thing, too. You might start off with making sure you have plenty of food, making sure that you're out of debt, making sure that you can survive in a tough situation where the economy collapses or the dollar goes belly up. You might want to start out there, and there's safe ways to invest in gold and silver and safe
and
ways that
things.
You know that you can put it in these insured vaults like Brinks, and there's, you know, Miles Franklin does it, goldsilver.com.
Well, the only thing I have to say about that, what happens if you can't get to it?
Well, there's no perfect scenario.
Right.
Perfect scenario. It's like Bitcoin. What if the computer goes down? What if
you can do it through ham radio?
Yeah. What if you don't have a phone?
Oh, you can do Bitcoin now through ham radio?
You can do it with ham radio.
Yeah.
Don't have to be on the internet.
What if you don't what if you don't have a radio? What if you don't have a phone?
So
see, there's no perfect scenario.
No, there's no perfect scenario. But back to what you were saying. It's coming down to you need to have a parallel economy.
Well, absolutely.
Within your economy, within your community.
But here's what we can predict.
One second on the crypto. We have a Chandler from online says, all crypto is corrupt, backed by nothing, and other
that
people
is not
have
true.
A key code to your money.
So,
you want to elaborate on that
but
a little
here, hold on. But here's one thing we can predict before we go there. One thing we can predict is they are devaluing the U.S. dollar exponentially right now to the point where it will be worthless in a short amount of time.
Okay. Read that again to me.
Okay. So he says, all crypto is corrupt, backed by nothing, and other people have a code to your money.
That is not true. If you give them your keys, it's not yours. You have the keys. It's yours.
Now, what about a lot of these agencies and a lot of these go-betweens? Because I kind
of agree
with
counter, you have to be careful, yes, where you get it. You don't want to give up your keys.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a difference between Bitcoin and other cryptocurrency, which is basically shit coins.
I think
Bitcoin, there's only 21 million Bitcoin that's ever going to be.
Well, and I like what Richard says.
Yeah, and it's proof of work, not proof of stake.
We're at the top of the hour. We'll have to come back.
Yeah, we'll come back with it. If you want to call in, the number is 530-605-4567.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. Former President Trump was on the stump in Waco, Texas on Saturday, telling the enthusiastic crowd the real problem for America is not China, but career politicians in Washington.
Mitch McConnell, Nancy Pelosi, Schumer, Biden, Justice Department, because that's poisoning our country. I can do things with China. I made the greatest trade deal in history with China.
Mr. Trump says he's the only hope for the GOP in 2024. Ohio Republican Senator J.D. Vance says the Biden administration has offered little help to residents of East Palestine, still recovering from last month's train derailment. He says it's led to an economic disaster.
Half the people want to leave. The tax base has fallen through. They can't even get the cleanup finished in East Palestine, in part because of the lack of urgency from the Biden administration. How do you rebuild when you don't have the cleanup completed?
Senator Vance interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Russia is moving tactical nuclear weapons to Belarus.
Russian President Vladimir Putin said the plan was in response to Britain's recent decision to supply Ukraine with ammunition containing uranium. Russia falsely claimed these rounds had nuclear components. In an interview on Russian state TV, Putin said that Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko has long asked for the weapons. He said construction of storage facilities for the weapons in Belarus would be completed by July the 1st. I'm Karen Chemas.
Gordon Moore, the Intel Corporation co-founder, has passed away at the age of 94. He set the breakneck pace of progress in the digital age with a 1965 prediction of just how quickly engineers would boost the capacity of computer chips. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Sleep Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare, and in the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-626-5252. That's 800-626-5252. 800-626-5252.
A victory for parental rights in New York State.
A judge has ruled that parents cannot be required to pull their children from private schools in New York that don't meet certain state standards. The decision strikes down a key provision of new rules that strengthen the state's oversight of such schools, including those specializing in religious education. It came in response to a lawsuit brought by ultra-Orthodox Jewish schools called yeshivas and related advocacy groups over education rules enacted last fall. Keith Peters reporting.
Honduras has established diplomatic ties with China after breaking off relations with Taiwan, which is increasingly isolated and now is recognized by only 13 countries. Foreign ministers from China and Honduras today signed a joint communique in Beijing, a decision the Chinese foreign ministry is hailing as the right choice. It's a diplomatic victory for China as Beijing is increasingly aggressive toward Taiwan. News and analysis at townhall.com. European Central Bank head Christine Lagarde says future interest rate decisions are open after upheavals in the global banking system has left the economic outlook more uncertain.
Speaking recently at a conference in Frankfurt, Germany, Lagarde said decisions would depend on whether the numbers show painfully high inflation is headed convincingly down. She says that means the ECB is, quote, neither committed to raise further nor are we finished with hiking rates. The open-ended approach is a shift from the ECB's stance of clearly indicating more rate hikes were in the offing to fight inflation.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Today is Sunday, March the 26th, and some notable people are celebrating a birthday today, including retired Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor. She is 93 years old. Comedian Martin Short is 73. Rocker Steven Tyler is 75. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. Everything that's wonderful is what I feel when we're together. Brighter than a lucky penny when you're near. The rain goes, disappears, dear, and I feel so fine just to know that you are mine. My life is sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. That's how this rain goes. So come on, join in. Everybody, sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows, everything that's wonderful is sure to come your way when you're in love to stay.
You're listening. Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire Media, community radio for the North State, KCNR 1460, 96.5 FM, your talk radio. And the one guy in the chat room, would you advise a person to bank somewhere that is not FDIC? I don't know where that would be, but I'm not a big fan of the banks. And if they have zero, well, and if they have zero insurance, I don't think I would recommend that at all.
Well, no. But the thing of it is, yeah, you have to use the banks to a certain degree, but you don't have to leave all your money in there.
Well, the
savings and all of that.
The question.
Know?
I like my credit union. That's what I like.
The credit union is a little bit better.
And again, you got to look at their balance sheets. You got to look at their investment portfolio to understand if they're solvent, what the downsides could be. But it's really not a question that's pertinent to understanding the banking system. So here's what I want to go to. You know, here's at the end of the day, whatever you decide to do with your money to store your value for your retirement, because isn't that what this is really all about, is to work and store that value so a future date you can have access to it. Hold on. And so whether it's Bitcoin, whether it's gold, whether it's silver, whether it's collect your automobiles, fine art, real estate, at the end of the day, you need to get information on wherever you're putting your money so that you understand what the investment parameters, value, longevity, whatever it is, you need to understand so you don't invest in things you don't understand. So what that means is, and a long time ago, a real smart guy told me, quit going to all these guys that are professional investors, because most of them don't get paid for you to tell you where to put your money. They get paid to tell you where they get paid to put your money.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you have to understand. You have to, in order to be a good investor, you have to do some homework. You can't depend on everybody else to tell you which is the best way to go. And, you know, if you're a real estate guy who understands real estate, maybe that's the best place for you. If you like cryptocurrency and you understand it, maybe that's the best place for you.
All of that too, it all requires a financial education.
That's right. You have to
do your homework
and you can't go on Jim Cramer on MSNBC and expect to get any information, because he said to invest in Silicon Valley Bank 30 days before the collapse.
Yep.
So you also have to pick who you choose to try to get advice from.
All I was going to say was it's too bad that, you know, all we want to do is keep what is ours.
Yeah. Well, I don't, you know, okay.
You know what I mean? Whether you're into, no matter what it is, you know, we shouldn't have to worry about so much eating whatever it is that we want.
I think we should just hand over all our money to the government because they manage everything so well, and trust them to take care of us in our old age because, and I just want to be a part of the plan, you know, I mean, good grief.
So that's the sad thing too is that the studies show that, all right, so you've got people are 10 times more likely to try to protect what little they have than try to invest to actually get something good for their future because of that fear. And, I mean, to me, it goes back to the tale of the talents in the Bible. You got the one guy that ends up having the one, and he ends up burying it and putting it away and says, oh, master, I know that you're a fearful guy, so I'm just going to turn around and I kept your money here for you. And the other guy, he ended up doubling it, and the other guy ended up doing more. Well, this is what we see across the sectors, and you have these people that are wealthy that they just get more and more and more and more and more and more and more wealth. And you end up looking at these banks. Who's being bailed out? Who actually is being bailed out? You've got $250,000 of insurance on most of these people that are across the board. So we're bailing out Roku. We're bailing out Circle.
China.
We're bailing out China. We're bailing out all of these big guys.
But I bet you if those investments...
Depends I like you or not.
I bet you if Mike Lindell had his money in there and Donald Trump had his money in there and a bunch of the conservative guys had their money in there, I don't think the bailouts are coming. So they're picking and choosing the winners again.
If I like you or not.
Yeah.
Well, it's just like 2008. So I follow this guy, Grant Cardone, and he is one of these real estate moguls. He's one of these guys that does a lot of investing. Well, in 2008, he had about, I want to say it was $270 million of property that was under assets and he was actively investing in. He had been current on all of his properties and paying all of these properties off. Well, when Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac and Sally Mae and whoever ended up going under, they ended up going under and then told him, you've got 30 days to pay it off the entirety of this loan or we're taking the properties back.
Yeah.
Well, in saying that, if you don't own your property and it's on paper, you don't really own your property.
Mm-hmm. Well, and so what he ended up doing and the story for him ended up actually working out, but he ended up taking and putting it into a trust and he said, no, I am not going to give you one more red cent of this money until you end up actually giving me my ability to turn around and continue paying you. Because I was solvent. I didn't screw up.
Right.
I kept all my stuff right. And after fighting with them for over a year, he finally ended up having them say, all right, just give us the money that you had in the trust and we'll call it good. But how many other people just got screwed?
All right.
A bunch.
And with that, we do have a caller on the line. We've got Stones. Okay. Good morning, Stones.
Hey, good morning. Great information on the financial aspect thing because the collapse, we're in the collapse. I'm not sure how many people actually realize that. That's a hard pill to swallow.
Oh, the economy's doing great out there, Rich. Just look around. All the storefronts are all open and there's...
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
More jobs out there.
Yeah, Poopy Joe said so.
Yep.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah. So what you got for us this morning?
I kind of wanted to switch gears just a little bit. This Tuesday, the Board of Supervisors meeting, perhaps one of the most important meetings they've had in the last 2+ years. They're going to decide if they're going to go with a new voting system, electronic or paper. And this is a huge, huge deal. And I really hope people show up to the board meeting on Tuesday. It's going to be a very long day, by the way. Or email the Board of Supervisors their opinions on hand counting. The hand counting, it is legal. The state and federal laws do not mandate electronic tabulation. And the hand counting is the best way to do a fair and transparent election. And who doesn't want fair and transparent, right?
Well,
and,
that's right. I was just going to say, my understanding is that we're not the only ones that are looking to do the hand counting. Evidently, there's a ton of counties across the states that are already doing the hand counting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and even in Florida, there's a Republican committee in Lee County, Florida, just passed their resolution to go back to hand counting. And so that committee is going to present it to that county elections and even the state legislature to change it there. Go to a hand counting as primary tabulation method. That is the key. Primary tabulation method is hand counting. So this is a big day. This is a huge deal. Without a fair and transparent election, nothing else matters.
You know, and the thing is, do we trust these people? Because why are they so tied to these machines? And you know, I heard someone say in one of the social medias the other day, there's no evidence that there's anything wrong with the Dominion machines. You know, and it's like, where are these people living under a rock?
Well, their TVs are stuck on CNN and MSNBC is the problem. They don't know how to change the damn channel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with that.
Gosh.
Yeah, I agree with
but,
that.
So
and you know about Kerry Lake, don't you, out there? And the, evidently that it's going back to the Supreme Court, evidently, and they will allow her to expose the mail-in ballot signature scam. So evidently they're going back and they're going to compare signatures on the ballots now. And this is a big win for all election fraud cases so that we can get a fair and honest election. And anybody who follows anything knows that they cheated. And, I mean, it's easy to see they cheated in Maricopa County. And it's funny that our election official went down to Maricopa County on the taxpayer's dime or her dime or somebody's dime and had a consultation with them. I don't know the whole details, but that's kind of fishy.
Well, the only thing we can prove on paper is that Kathy went to Arizona twice. We don't know where she went because she won't tell us for some reason.
Why not?
Asked,
see, that's the question. Why not?
Times, and she won't tell us. There's a lot of things Kathy won't
tell
us.
Yeah, well, what about the money from Zuckerbucks?
Well,
what about that whole thing, you know?
I know. And then another thing on the agenda is they want to create a manual tally commission, which is to do random hand counts of races, of limited races, by the way, after electronic tabulation. So, that number one, that's useless. I spoke on the previous show about how Florida, many counties in Florida have what are called election advisory panels. And yes, they're advisory only, but still, it's a very important thing to have citizen oversight over elected officials, even in an advisory capacity, because any unethical, immoral, illegal act, yes, Kathy has violated election law recently, all that gets put out for public consumption, public discussion, and the court of public opinion is very powerful, and that's how we've done what we've done in Shasta for 2 years, is the court of public opinion. So, regardless of what happens on Tuesday, we need to push our Board of Supervisors to create an election oversight panel over the elections office. That needs to happen regardless.
Do you know anything about this citizens committee? Not the advisory committee, but they need volunteers to hand count. What's going on with that?
So a couple of citizens, myself and another lady named Beverly, we are collecting volunteer names of registered voters who are willing to work as hand counters.
Would that be? At the next election or after the next election?
Here's the purpose. The purpose is to go to the Board of Supervisors on Tuesday because even though the agenda shows voting systems and it shows the three machine options, there will be a motion made to go to hand counting as primary tabulation. So knowing that motion's coming and discussion will happen on hand counting, what we need by Tuesday is we want to get several hundred names of registered voters that say, hey, I'm willing to step up and do hand counting. And so the greater the number we have before Tuesday, the better. So we can give a number to the Board of Supervisors to say we've already got, and by the way, we already have over 100.
Do you have the list there? Are you making the list, Rich?
I am collecting the names also.
Okay, so
the names. I'm giving the names to Bev.
Okay, so if I don't want to text her and I said, my name is Mark Kent, Rich, and I'm a registered Shasta County voter, and I want to volunteer for this hand counting thing, would you put that down right now and send it over to her?
So I need everybody to contact me or Bev. I have no permission to give Bev contact information. But
I have it. I have it here, but I'm not sure whether I should actually give it out. I'm a little skeptical about doing
that. Text your desire to volunteer to Bev, or get a hold of me, rjgallardo@protonmail.com, or 530-962-5168, and I will forward that information to Bev. And we just need as many people as possible so we can give a great number of volunteers to the board on Tuesday to help push hand counting.
So should I text her? Should I text her? Can I count on you to give her my name and all of that stuff?
Yeah, that's fine. I'll take care of that for you.
Okay.
But also, I covered this on the last show also. The state continues to retaliate against Shasta County, as I've written a story recently. Last week, Assembly Bill 969 was introduced. Actually, it was introduced in mid-February. However, it was, remember, our board canceled the Dominion contract with no replacement voting system in place.
Right.
2 weeks after our board voted to cancel Dominion, Assembly Bill 969 was introduced. 2 weeks later, makes it illegal for a board of supervisors to cancel a voting system contract without having a replacement contract in place. Another direct retaliation against the citizens and the people who want to take local control of their government.
And why do you got to wonder why? Why do they care so much? Why do they think it's a bad thing to have hand counting? Why would the state want to be involved in that?
Because of transparency, maybe a little bit.
My thinking is this: we are one of the bigger sized counties. You know, all the little counties have been doing this for a long time. We're starting to step up into where the bigger counties are starting to fight back a little bit, and they don't want that to happen because if Shasta County goes nationwide as saying we're going back to hand counting because we don't believe that these elections have been operated on the up and up, then that might spread, and so they're going to try to nip it in the bud.
Now, just real quick, what you said, just so our online listeners can hear, because they can't hear the caller audio. What you said is 2 weeks after we were discussing about getting rid of the Dominion voting machines, you said Assembly Bill 969 was introduced that would make it illegal to do so in terms of retaliation directly against these activities that we're trying to preserve of we the people.
Yes.
That's insane.
Just a coincidence, right? They had that already.
Well, the same thing happened with the recall too, basically. You know.
Yep.
As soon as we did the recall, then they wanted it so that you couldn't do a recall in the state of California anymore.
Yeah, no government overreach here. They don't want free and fair elections. Right down there in Sacramento, Gavin, he's a swell guy, isn't he?
Well, here's the key. The key here is Kathy Allen is continuing to use California government against we the people. Kathy gets all the Secretary of State, the Attorney General. Remember, the Attorney General just sent a letter to the Board of Supervisors recently, basically giving them legal warnings to say, you better get a new system in place soon or else your elections won't matter. But Kathy Allen continues to use the government against the people of Shasta County. She's weaponized the state and even local law enforcement against we the people. She continues to do that.
You know what I find just absolutely unbelievable is we are in a 65% conservative county by all metrics that I've seen, and we have a Democrat person in charge of our elections who won by 65%. Does that just
defy 70? Does
anybody kind of wonder if that, I mean, how does that work where, you know, we're overwhelmingly conservative, but we elect someone that's a Democrat by 70% to be in charge of our elections, and you don't see that as kind of maybe being a little suspect?
Well, and the other one that really bothered me was our prosecutor.
Oh, the DA?
DA.
Well, okay, the DA, the sheriff, the person in charge of the school board system, and and they just all happen to be Democrats. But that's because of their name recognition, right? And they're so good. Everybody loves them.
I want to go back to the voting thing. And she's also intimidating everybody and saying, I heard it early, that we can't have a presidential election because we have no system in place.
Why?
Well, they didn't ask her that.
Yeah. Of course, not for voter ID either, though.
Go ahead, Rich.
Kathy Allen continues to skew the facts, give half-truth. She omits a lot of information, and she's proven to have done this for the last couple of years since the recall. Ever since the people in this county have started fighting against corrupt local governments, Kathy has come out of the closet as a socialist, Marxist Democrat. And she continues to weaponize the government against we the people. Yes, I've repeated that, but that bears repeating. And one last thing, by the way, this Tuesday is not the deadline, the drop-dead deadline in order to pick a voting system. if you look reading the agenda, it says that we need to do this sometime by April of next month. So Tuesday, if we put enough pressure on the board to go to hand counting, maybe we can delay the vote on a machine. Maybe we can delay it next this Tuesday, maybe into April, and then continue the push for hand counting. So I appreciate the time today. Any other questions?
They're asking again, what was the Assembly Bill number?
Assembly Bill 969.
Nine, yep. Yep.
Continuing. Well, we want as many people to get out there and support going to a hand count just so we can make sure that we have an accurate election, because I just don't believe them anymore. There's too many discrepancies, and I'm not sure I'll be able to make it there, but I want everybody else to get out there. I might have a pre-engagement that I can't get out of.
Email the board.
There you go.
Email the board your concerns.
Very, very good.
So thank you very much for the time.
All right, thank you for calling in. We appreciate it, as usual.
No, nine. It's 969 Free Fire 01 because it's not 916. All right. So
all right. Do we still have Jimmy on the line?
Jimmy,
are you there, Jimmy?
Good. Yeah.
All right. Cool.
So,
what you got?
Now that we're on the topic of the voting thing, I called in the last show and I heard a interview with Kathy Allen, and there was a few things, and this was yesterday I heard this interview.
Where's
the interview? Where'd you hear it on?
On KKRN.
Where's that at? Is that in Reading? I've never heard of it.
It's 88.5 FM.
Okay. I've never even heard of them. Is it?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and it was on a show that is sponsored by, I forgot what magazine that is. It's a pretty liberal magazine.
You're talking about Enjoy Magazine?
Yes. So I don't know if they're going to archive it. They have archived some of those shows. But one of the first, I got in about 15 minutes after the interview started. It was a one-hour interview. And the first thing she said was, in 2016, both sides of the aisles called election fraud. And I had never heard that, but one of the people in the chat room said, yes, Donald Trump did call election fraud also in the 2016
I don't remember
election.
That either.
I don't remember that because I was too busy being besieged with Hillary Clinton's cries of election fraud and all that.
You can't say that.
That was then, but when Trump did it, it was unpatriotic, and he was a horrible person.
He's probably violent. There was probably violent too. He had talked, and he went violent on everybody.
Yeah, I don't remember that in 2016 being the case. I do remember it when Hillary versus Trump. That definitely ended up taking place, but not in 2016. I don't have any recollection.
Right, but it was just overwhelmingly Hillary talking about it.
But still to this day.
Another thing she said was the machines have been used for many decades here in Shasta County. And in Shasta County, I was under the impression that they've only been used since 2008, which is about 15 years, which is only a decade and a half, not many decades.
Oh, you're splitting hairs now, Jimmy. Come on.
I know. Well, it's, you know, when people say things like that, you know, it makes people think, oh, they've been doing this for 30, 40 years.
Yeah.
Well, that's funny. We used to count them, and there's not that many more people here in Shasta County, and we used to do hand counts. I remember actually doing a hand count.
I heard that the other day, somebody on the radio say they haven't ever had hand counts here in Shasta County.
I remember. I was actually in the voter register's office doing the hand count with some people.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean when they did hand counts when you knew who won that day?
Those ones.
Rather than election season, we had election night.
Yes.
Yeah, oh, election. I don't remember that, too, yeah. Well, yeah, now it's election month. Well, the other thing she was talking about was accessibility by computer to print your own ballot from home.
Oh, that's got to be a good thing. That'll stop the cheating, right?
No problem.
Right, which is, she talked about the infirmed, which, you know, okay, that's great for the infirmed, but, yeah, how much fraud could that lead to?
Well, we got 150,000, 200,000 infirmed here in Shasta County, don't we?
Yeah. But that is a very, very much a portal for election fraud, I would think. Now, the other thing she talked about, she says, we rely on the DMV for citizenship qualifications.
Are you kidding me?
Well, I heard something about the motor voter law, but That's up for debate.
Well, I've heard three lies in a row. You know, I mean, maybe we can get four on the big board and you win a prize.
Okay, so she said only one person she knows of has called her office and said they were not qualified to vote due to citizenship. Now, that's only one person that she knows of here in Shasta County. Now, how often does that happen across the state and across the country? You know, I mean, do most illegal aliens get a ballot and go, oh, I'm not qualified, I'm going to contact my county clerk and tell him?
Yeah, just like when they come over the border. That's like when they come over the border. They want to make sure that they're not lying about coming over the border and they're from another country and saying that they're refugees. They wouldn't, if they were terrorists, they wouldn't lie.
Well, yeah, but they probably don't even get the ballot, you know. It's being picked up before them and voted for them.
Okay, well, here's my favorite one. This is just, I love this. She said, Dominion hasn't had issues here or elsewhere. She obviously doesn't know about the governor's race in Maricopa County, where they printed, it was a 19.5-inch font instead of 20-inch font on the ballot. So when they put them into the Dominion machines, they could not read the ballots. So they were saying, well, and this was in a bunch of red districts. So they were telling people to take their ballot and stuff it into box three. So,
well, that's one reason this is going to be a big case, this one with Carrie Lake on comparing signatures. And they just got that kicked back from the Supreme Court to say, hey, they need to start verifying the signatures and matching them up. Because they know that a bunch of these ballots got shipped in there and they're not matching up to the signatures of the people that are supposed to have voted.
Well, and my concern, too, though, on that, so under the auspice of the signatures, isn't the signature on the envelope and aren't the envelopes not now with the ballots themselves?
There's been, yes, there was a bunch of cases of that in her last, the last trial, but I don't think they let that one go to trial. I think they dismissed a bunch of those, and there was, like I said, there was the one case about how they put 19.5-inch font on where it should have been 20. And the thing is, they should have had those ballots checked the day or days before so they were ready to go that morning. Mm-hmm. And they didn't do that.
Oh, that wasn't that wasn't on purpose. That's just an oversight.
Yeah, exactly. So it's just, I mean, that right there is definite election tampering. You know,
well,
if nothing else.
Well,
didn't we kind of have that in our own county? I mean, it's not that the font was wrong or whatever, but you had to turn in your ballot when you went in to vote. That's always bothered me.
That's bothered me, too.
You know,
right.
Well, if I mail it in, it's okay, but if I bring it in, I've got to trade it in and get a new one to go in the machine.
Yeah, but, you know, what I'm saying is when she says they never had issues, she obviously hasn't followed the Carrie Lake thing very closely, or she's just listening to the mainstream media or anything at all. And there was another case of a person called Michelle Longspears, and she was running in DeKalb County, Georgia.
DeKalb.
Well, she had questions about her votes after receiving zero votes in some precincts, even her own. She received zero votes in her precinct, even though her husband and her had voted for her.
Yeah, it turns out it was 3,500 off or something in her favor.
Yeah, and she ended up winning.
Yeah.
So there's plenty of examples of these machines not being valid.
Well, you actually have to want to look for the examples. And how many? And it begs the question, how many times has this been missed? Because if this gal hadn't caught that, okay, they would have never found out. So, you know, it's kind of like cheating in poker if you don't get caught. So we shouldn't verify anything. We shouldn't check for cheaters because one or two got caught. But we don't trust the system now. But we should just run with it anyway.
Yeah. And, of course, she didn't mention her $40,000-odd raise, of course.
Her $49,000 raise?
I
bet she didn't, you know, mention that she cost the county $81,000 for a special election.
You know what I'd like to find out is that those people were supported by Sierra Forward. And Sierra Forward, if you go look it up and do a little homework, as complete Democratic operatives. I mean, these guys are
Sierra Fords or Shasta Fords?
No, Sierra Ford backed him in this last one, not Shasta Ford. And Sierra Ford is, if you look it up, is just absolutely hardcore Democrats across the board. And then I would like to know where their funding is coming from, because, gee, you know, we find out that George Soros is funding the DA going after, Trump.
Mm-hmm. Many DAs, yes.
Well, and many DAs and funding a lot of this stuff. I'd like to know where that money's, do a little homework on that and see who's funding these guys to get them reelected, you know, and it's unbelievable. And then, you know, go back to Carrie Lake. We got Carol Wren, who ran Carrie Lake's campaign for Arizona governor, said three whistleblowers involved in the signature verification department in Maricopa County said that tens of thousands of signatures, perhaps as many as 130,000, were rejected. But someone counted the rejected ballots anyway. In other words, that's why this signature matching thing is important, because they were counting any ballots that were rejected anyway. You know, so if they're manufacturing ballots that are voting for Katie Hobbs and the signatures don't match up and they count them anyway, is that an issue?
No.
I would think of it, yeah. Okay, well, I just wanted to throw that out there. The other thing is real quick, when I mentioned in the chat room about the movie It's a Wonderful Life, shifting gears, well, remember when Jimmy Stewart, they had his little savings and loan, Bailey's savings and loan, and people did a run on the bank, and told everybody, hey, the money's not in the bank, it's in your property and your property, but the evil old man, I think his name was...
Mr. Potter.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Potter. He offered everybody pennies on the dollar, and he was going to own that savings alone and take it over.
Oh, yeah. Hey, it's a bargain basement. It's a fire sale. Everything's on sale, including your community.
Does that sound familiar?
Nothing like that at all.
All right. Well, great talk with you guys. I'll talk to you later.
Thank
all
you.
Right.
Call,
Jimmy. And with that, I think we do need to go to a break, and we will pick this up on the other side. If you want to call in, the number is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Folks, we'll be right back after a
has a scratch.
Who has a what?
Betsy, my car. She has a big old scratch on her side. Honey, I've had her since college.
I know, honey. Take her to Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. It's going to be okay. Remember, that's where you told me to take my car because they do minor and major auto body repair and full paint jobs. And it looks like she could use one.
Crossroads Auto Body Repair.
You know they do free estimates. Call 530-226-0992. Write it down.
Got it. 530-226-0992.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
I'm sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck for you? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 33 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs. What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
HGA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Can hear me now.
Yeah.
It's a little good stuff there.
Man. Y'all just missed his beautiful singing. That's what it was.
Which one?
okay. Moving right along.
Never mind.
I guess we've got a few people on the phone.
I got some clips to play, but let's get to the phone first.
Yeah. We've got Siskiyou Steve. What you got, Steve?
Yeah, thanks for clarifying all the bank bailout stuff, Mark. That was very clear to me. I didn't quite understand how a bank could fail, but you explained it pretty well for me. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
You know, I'm surprised that Kevin Cry hasn't called in to Terry's show or your show, because he was called out this morning. Why did he change his vote? And it seems to me that if he's one of us, he would have called in right away and said, hey, let me explain myself, you know, because he was really called out on Terry's show. The other thing I would like to bring up is that
are you talking about Kevin Cry? Are you talking about Kevin Cry or Tim Garmin?
The supervisors, district.
Yeah, those ones. They're two different supervisors.
They were talking about both of them, but I think they called more out on Tim Garmin.
On Tim Garmin is what I was hearing.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I get confused with that. You know, there's so much going on down there, but you guys are so active. I have to listen to you, so I know that people are in the fight, because up here, you know, it's just so hard to get. Everybody wants to go to meetings, but they don't stand up, they don't step out, they just go to meetings. But anyway, the counties is what made the state. So the state does not own the counties own the state. And, you know, this assembly bill that's come down in the last 2 weeks, again, that's just more corruption from a state who's trying to control the counties own the state.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing I wanted to bring out to our constituents, our followers, is that we need to run an audit on Newsom and Pelosi. That's never been mentioned before. Where did let's audit their bank accounts and show the money, where their money has come from, where their power has come from, and the corruption that's going on in California.
The problem with that, Steve, is who would do it? Because the problem is, do we have a district attorney that would do it?
We got to put it out there. We got to get the people activated in the thinking. You know, it's never even been mentioned. It dawned on me the other day that nobody's even mentioned about auditing this corrupt son of a, you know, pretty boy. Newsom is.
Oh, I think you're wrong. It's probably been mentioned, but mm-hmm. they've gotten so powerful, getting anybody to follow through and implement it is a big deal. And you'd have to get an attorney on board, and you'd have to probably sue them. And they know where they're at. It's like these guys don't care.
There's all of that, but you just do an audit.
Well, that's where you got to start locally. Do it locally, and then maybe it'll spread to the state. Yeah, no, we're working on it.
Again, I work through your county because you guys are active and you're doing it. So I call in to try to motivate through words of people stepping up. And I do what I do up here. Mark does what he does up here. We have, 10 people up here doing something. But, it's just not happening.
You'll see more people step up the worse it gets. I think that's I really believe that.
Well,
because
that's true. That's a given.
It gets the uglier it gets. Too. You know, when you can't feed your kids and all of a sudden everything's so bad that you can't operate with impunity, then maybe people will figure it out.
Mm-hmm. That's what we've been waiting for, because it's got to get worse before it gets better.
Yep.
And, we've been fighting. We've been knowing about it for, 20 years now? And the people still don't know about it. It's hard to
those
be
that,
patient.
Those that choose
other,
to be ignorant.
One more thing.
You can choose to be ignorant. Go ahead, Steve.
One more thing. We cannot forget the fact that was brought up by Dr. DeNuca, I believe it was, and Lynn Carpenter and myself. We keep harping on the thing that the counties keep their money in their counties. They do not pay the state. And we give the state a little bit of pennies that are left over after we take care of our counties.
Yep.
We can't let that drop. We got to hold on to that and keep that marching forward, just like with constitutional sheriffs and all the things that we need to keep marching forward with. Eventually, the truth will come through. And again, I appreciate your show so much. You guys do so much good for everybody. Thank you.
All right, very good.
We appreciate it. And with that, we do have another caller. I believe we got Aaron on the line. Are you there, Aaron?
This is Lori.
Oh, Lori. Okay,
Aaron,
I'm sorry.
Aaron out of Lori.
Yeah, they said Aaron on the board, but what you got, Lori?
Hey, real quick, because I know you had mentioned earlier in the show that you're going to cover something about the pilots, and I am waiting to hear about that. So I'm going to give you the fastest little drive-by on what's going on here with this the vaccine issues again. I sent this out last night late, a 2-minute tweet from that documentary called Died Suddenly. And now we're seeing that the microbiome in our gut, our stomach, our GI tract is now being harmed and damaged, where a good bacteria is being just completely destroyed. So it's a 2-minute tweet. She's in Southern California. I think it's Ventura or Malibu, wherever she practices. She used to do work in obesity. Dr. Sabine Hazen, H-A-Z-A-N, if anybody wants to look it up. She did an interview with Epoch Times, and I tell you what, this is absolutely going to give another factor about slow kill and damage, harm, side effects, adverse reactions, and all the rest. And the kicker is, I'm sad to say, is that the newborns that are nursing or breastfeeding from a vaccinated mom now have about nothing in their good bacteria. So their normal start in life is to have a lot of this generated, and there it is. It's being just blown apart. So I just want to share. Go look it up, folks. We all know we're supposed to be eating probiotics and prebiotics and, fermented foods and all these rest of the things, because when people have an episode with an antibiotic, they destroy their gut. So now they've got the COVID vaccine shot, inoculation. I don't like to call it the vaccine, but many people use that term still. So the spike protein now has another attack. It's not just the clots or the heart or all these other organs all over your body. Now it's your gut. which is how you actually make use of buying food. So why eat great food and prepare it and buy organic if there is such a thing? Try not to microwave it, okay, folks? And now you've got this issue.
Well, that's part of, you know, the problem with everything is if it destroys the bacteria, whether it's good or bad in your gut, then you're going to have issues no matter what you do.
You can't digest. You can't break it down. You can't make use of it.
It's and worse than that when you actually go through and you look at it. The gut, it determines your... The gut determines whether or not your emotions, your mood, it determines all these little small things that we think are small but actually are huge.
Yeah. Exactly.
We have no idea about all these things.
It's your second brain. They talk about this all the time. That's a gut feeling. And it's because your gut has like this brain activity, this knowledge, then innate whatever. Dane, I need, Dave, I need your current email at some point. Let me get that to you. And my last statement is the MMR vaccine was talking about the gut being destroyed, and that's how Dr. Andrew Wakefield got to be in the documentary The Vax, because people with their children being diagnosed as autistic from these vaccines were presenting with their guts being destroyed, and that is how he stumbled, quote-unquote, upon what in the hell's going on with this triple MMR vaccine. And he was in the documentary back in 2016.
All right. So listen,
there you go.
All right.
Thanks a lot, Laurie. We appreciate it.
I posted in the chat room, I posted the stories that involve the Southwest Airline pilots from Las Vegas. Evidently, there's the fifth pilot has collapsed in the last 3 weeks, and 80% of the pilots were actually vaccinated. With that, I'm going to move on. And I've got some stuff about board meetings on teachers here. And this is in Eugene, Oregon. And so this is a board meeting. And this was actually brought, sent in by Lori. So I got two of these to play. I want to get them in there because they're very powerful, because we don't get any of this thing on the mainstream media. And this is what's happening across the board, across the country. People are having enough of this crap, and parents are starting to step up. Here we go. Are we up? Yeah, here we go.
So I am here to discuss this atrocity of assignments. I want to first say you're a liar. It's not a rumor. I have the proof right here in my phone of the whom would you do it with. And my daughter specifically stated that the teacher put up a wheel on the class board, and it stated anal penetration, oral sex, licking up ear, kissing, and he wanted them to write down the initials of a boy or girl that they would do these activities with. Now, I don't know what's worse, wanting to know my child's sexual fantasy or who they're going to have anal penetration and oral sex with. What did he gain from this? What do you gain from this information? Why has my daughter that naively did the assignment because she's scared? She wants to get good grades. She wants to be, you know, get her license. She has to get good grades. And so she does this assignment. Where's the assignment? Why hasn't she had it turned back to her with her grade on it? What is he doing with it? Is this for his spank bank? Is he literally using this for his sexual deviance? These are questions that need to be answered. He verbally, sexually abused every single child in that classroom. You look up the definition. I gave you the paper for the definition of verbal sexual abuse. Now, sexual abuse is sexual abuse. So where's the criminal charges? Why is he still teaching? Is it because he's a football coach and Churchill's doing good? Don't want to lose that height? Because football doesn't matter when it comes to our children. Okay? This sexual deviant needs to be removed. If you do not remove him, I'm giving you my word today that tomorrow morning I will go down to the county clerk's office and I will file for the removal of every single one of you.
Yes!
Wow.
I guess that just missed the headline news. And this is happening, and no reporting on it. And these liars in the school system that say there's no CRT, there's no sexual thing, are absolutely covering it up, don't want you to know about it. So I'd be really cautious about my kids being in any public school at this point. And I have another clip here too.
So just 1 second. Why in the actual hell does a football coach need to know the sexual proclivities and the initials of who these students who
because
are young children?
Why does any of them need
to do penetration and things of that nature?
There's
with.
None of this going on in the schools. Remember that now. You need to stand up and then face reality here.
Why do any of them need to be involved in that and at all? Whether it's a coach,
that's not even a sex ed teacher. That's not
anything
else. It
doesn't matter.
Because they get away with it.
They have no right to be there doing that, period.
But why in the actual hell would a teacher who is a quote-unquote coach for football need to know who you're doing these things with?
Well, see, inadvertently or advertently, whatever you want to pick here, is what they're doing is they're removing the control of the parents in the school systems and getting this. Because when you remove that, you remove the morality. Who do you look to take care of you? Who do you look for the answers to? You go to the government. You go to the schools. You go to the people that are teaching your kids. That's what they want. This is about them taking care of your kids.
Well, a lot of the teachers, I'm sorry, but a lot of the teachers look at it that they are the parent, not the parent being the parent.
Right.
That they
That's
are the ones that are totally controlled.
All right.
They have every bit to be involved in your child
All right.
thing.
Let's get this. We got to get this. We're running out of time here. Let's get this other one in, and then we'll talk out the last couple minutes. Here we go.
She came to your school when she procures bids for ISU with construction and came to your school and spoke to your staff for 2 straight days. Why did she do that? This is why she did that. To make sure that when our students want to know whether or not they have a vagina or a penis, they have pictures from your staff to be able to help them. They don't have enough sex. They don't have enough anal sex. They need adults to tell them how to masturbate. And what I call that is... So here's what I'm asking you. You have a hard time hearing this from me, but this is for 10 years old and up, and this bill was passed for 5-year-olds.
Wow.
And you have a hard time me sitting here telling you the words anal sex, masturbation. That's hard for you, or the time's up? Because the time's not really up. I don't believe you, Mr. Wiley, that my time is up. But I'm going to end with this. I'll close with this, because this was too much for you, I can tell right now. And that's why you're cutting me off. But last time I said, you know what? Critical race theory. Little girl in the back was laughing every single time Megan said something, because white people oppress black people, right? Isn't your principal black? Isn't your mayor black? Now, I would like to introduce to you Tice.
Yeah, so people are starting to fight back. Yeah. You know, they've had enough. You know, this whole using every trick in the book. You say something that they don't want to hear. You're violent. You say anything that disagrees with them. You're a racist. You say anything that they don't like to hear. You know, you're a white supremacist. And all these things are starting to fall back, because you can cry wolf all out for a long time, and then all of a sudden nobody believes anything you say. You're a liar. Nobody cares what you have to say. And that's where we're at right now. The parents are going, I don't give a crap what your political persuasion is. Leave my children alone.
Mm-hmm. Well, what we're seeing time and time again now is that we're seeing the FBI, we're seeing all of the Homeland Security, all the rest of these guys, they're being weaponized to go after these parents that are standing up for their children. And we've seen this over the last 2 years, and it just continues and continues because they're scared specifically of this activity. Because the fact of the matter is, if we start taking our children back under control and we stop this smut that is just getting smeared all over our schools and affecting these children, we are going to start changing our country back to the way it was. We're going to get rid of these people who are constantly the poor me's, the, oh, I'm so abused and I'm this, that, and the other thing. I can't move on. Doggone it, man. You think any of these kids would be able to do what we did on D-Day? You think any of them would be able to go to the shores, or would they be crying in their safe spaces, refusing to get off the boats?
Well, and we have one person in the chat room asking what the response to the parents were. Well, the one response was that they're cutting her off so that she couldn't finish the sentence. She's citing back their own curriculum, and they're cringing. And so we don't have time to play everything that's coming off of the school boards. These are actual school board meetings that are happening here. If you want to know what the response is, go look it up. We can't do all your homework for you. So, but the point
being,
yeah, that's not even the point. The point is, who cares what the response to the parents were, as much as the parents are outraged at what they're teaching the kids.
And the fact of the matter is we are seeing parents that are stepping up and they're taking control of these boards because, you know, the amount, it is sickening, the amount of 60-year-old creeps that are occupying these school boards that have absolutely no stake, no children whatsoever who are in the system.
Kind of reminds you of the song that we played a little while ago entitled The Creep.
Exactly.
Gee, is the commander-in-chief a pedophile? I guess nobody knows. They can't figure that out after he sniffs all the kids and promotes all this sexual crap in all the schools, whether it's CRT, whether it's white supremacists.
But it comes down to that the parents are finally getting plugged in and taking back their children, taking back what needs to be done and teaching them the right things and not leaving it to the freaking government to take care of their children. I'm sorry, but it gets me very upset that people just, you know, they fell asleep for a while and it's taking this for them to get plugged back in and do what's right for the kids and for our country.
And I want to talk about the chat room too. What you said is good, Free Fire, because they are doing something. So I'm not trying to attack you as much as I'm saying this is so out of control, but that's good. Somebody is put on leave and somebody's under investigation, but how did it get missed for so long? Mm-hmm. It sounds to me like this guy's been getting away with this for quite some time and nobody's seen anything. Nobody's complained before. It's only when a parent stands up before the board and gets completely outrageous about it and starts calling people out of account and going to do something.
What makes it bad is that kids are told not to let their parents know anything that happens at school. So the kids are intimidated.
Look at the crappy thing about changing their sex and
all of that.
Anyway, we're there. We're at the end of the road here at the end of the show. If you don't know the truth and are ignorant, that's one thing. But if you know the truth and say nothing, you are evil. Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force, and force like fires that enter seven.